Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Donald Trump is in court today in New York as jury selection starts in his so-called hush money trial. But as Trump runs again, he's also leaning into the notion of a third-party spoiler, that being Democrat-turned-independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
He's much better than Biden. If I were a Democrat, I'd vote for RFK Jr. every single time over Biden because he's frankly more in line with Democrats.
Trump posted that a day after an RFK staffer told a gathering that her number one priority was to get rid of Biden. The campaign soon fired her. Stead Herndon is a national politics reporter for The New York Times, host of the politics podcast The Run-Up, and he interviewed RFK Jr. recently. Stead, how does RFK Jr. feel about being positioned by both his own campaign and Donald Trump as a third-party spoiler?
I mean, when we talked to RFK Jr. about this question specifically, the biggest takeaway I had is that he didn't want to talk about it at all. He didn't want to engage in the idea of the possibility of being a spoiler. He said he did not do any polling or try to see whether he pulls more from Biden or Trump. He was kind of obsessed with the idea that he was running to get his message out there, his voice out there. You know, it really came through as a kind of mission-based candidacy. Mm-hmm. This is someone who has these strongly held beliefs about not only vaccines or other conspiracies, but just about the government in general being a net negative to people's lives. And so he's there to disrupt that. And when we asked him, did it matter which direction that came in, or did it matter if it helped Donald Trump get elected? He completely dismissed the question. In fact, got mad at me for asking. Mm-hmm. So if you're saying, what does Robert F. Kennedy Jr. think about the way he's getting used by both Republicans and some other third party options? The answer is he doesn't think about it at all.
Well, I mean, but maybe it's seething underneath, it would seem, if you,
absolutely,
you know, if he gave you that response. But what did he tell you? I mean, just start with the how government isn't serving the people. His family served in that government as a slain president, JFK, as a slain presidential candidate, his own father, Robert Kennedy. So what is it about government that he wants to get across to Americans?
Yeah. Now, this is someone whose story is that he believes the Democratic Party has changed from the party of his father and uncle and has become a kind of overly college educated, overly medical establishment tied entity that basically represents elites, is what he would say. And so when he was talking to us about the ways he has left the party, it was rooted a lot in 2020 and COVID. Now, we know that this is someone who has pushed vaccine conspiracies for a long time, and that is at the heart of his candidacy. He really blames Dr. Fauci, the kind of liberal agreement with what pharmaceutical industries around vaccines, and the kind of push to get people to vaccinate themselves against coronavirus. He says that is an example of the elite capture of the Democratic Party.
Right.
And that's really what he says is the basis of his candidacy.
Yeah. And again, we want to underscore his conspiracy theories about vaccines are just that, scientifically disproven every time. But then he's believed in conspiracy theories about other events. And now we've fact-checked here with PolitiFact his comments about January 6th, the recent comments, including that what he called activists, they were insurrectionists, they attacked the Capitol, that there were no guns, for instance. Yes, there were. But here he is on the Aubrey Marcus podcast back in October, talking about the hundreds of people who were arrested.
What's the worst thing that could happen, right? I mean, we have an entire military, a Pentagon a few blocks away, that they're not going to hold on to it for very long. We're going to get it back, right? Oh, and then, you know, put the ones who broke the law in jail and let's move on. It's not really, you know, it wasn't the end. What's more dangerous, that or a president of the United States who is instructing social media sites to censor his opponents?
Well, so much here. We should say the Biden administration is urging social media companies to remove vaccine misinformation, some of which RFK Jr. has spread. Now, the Supreme Court is weighing whether that's a violation of First Amendment rights. But we just heard him say, you know, the military was right down the road, but also right down the road was Donald Trump, who did not tell his followers to stop. What are we hearing there? That would seem insane to some Americans who remember when both of his beloved relatives, his father and his uncle, were murdered by attacks?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question. And we should note that, you know, the Kennedy family en masse has made clear that they support Biden. And partly they make this sort of argument. You know, I asked Robert F. Kennedy Jr. himself whether he thinks his belief in kind of government misinformation is tied to his own life experiences. And he said probably that, you know, because of what he went through, he is probably predisposed to believe that the government's hiding information or lying to you or is more of a nefarious actor. But I think when we look ahead, the question is that all of that stuff has become more ingrained in our political system. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is an addition to that kind of mix. And what he is offering himself is a protest vehicle for people who want to, frankly, electorally flip off the Democratic Party and the government system itself. And right now, partially through name recognition, we should say, that's some of the reason why Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is seeing greater support than typical third-party candidates.
Usted Herndon, national politics reporter for The New York Times, thank you.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.